Old farts don't drool, they rule. This is Gary Whiting. I am an 81-year-old veteran of the fitness world and have trained elite world-class athletes, but I also motivate men that have never worked out. Old Farts is a unique, fun, exciting fitness program designed to reverse the signs of aging in your body. We will train together at the Paso Robles Sports Club, and I'll create a program that works for you to get you moving to enjoy the golden years of your retirement. Men, you know who you are, and I am ready to assist you with the help you need and live the active life you deserve. Call to meet me at the Paso Robles Sports Club. This is Gary Whiting saying, old farts don't drool, they rule. Call me, Gary Whiting, at 805-400-4460. That's 400-4460.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Bills handed the Chiefs their first loss of the season, 30-21. Buffalo now 9-2, a half game behind the 9-1 Chiefs atop the AFC. Detroit now 9-1. Jared Goff, four more touchdown tosses to beat the Jags 52-6. The Steelers booted six field goals, held off a Ravens potential game-tying two-point attempt in the final 2 minutes to win 18-16. The Pack held on to beat the Bears 20-19 after they blocked a potential game-winning field goal. Matthew Stafford, four touchdowns. Rams beat the Patriots. Bo Nix also threw four scores. Broncos topped the Falcons 38-6. Geno Smith scrambled for a 13-yard game-winning touchdown with 12 ticks left. Seahawks stunned the Niners 20-17. Anthony Richardson, welcome back. Two rushing touchdowns. They beat the Jets. And on Sunday Night Football, the Chargers beat the Bengals 34-27. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable, and one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guards Real Fit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void.
It's our dedication to five-star service that has made A1 Glass the only Central Coast Milgard supplier to be named Milgard Dealer of the Year, and why your neighbors voted us the best glass company. Plus, we have over 140 five-star reviews online. Hi, this is Brian Carroll with A1 Glass. You have a choice when it comes to your Milgard windows and doors. Choose the best and contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Savings and selection are waiting for you at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Winter stock is in, coats, gloves, and of course, cozy vest and flannel shirts, and at D&J Camping and Clothing, 10% off work boots from Wolverine, Carolina, and Georgia. And remember, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 18th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council discussing fund allocation for pickleball court. Structure fire collapses roof in Atascadero. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 60s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobot in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. On the council's agenda is a resolution for awarding a contract for the construction of a pickleball court complex at Sherwood Park. The agenda says the project was first approved in August 2021, with funds received from the American Rescue Plan Act shortly afterwards. The city council authorized a $3.4 million bid for the construction of the pickleball court in June 2024, around $2.2 million higher than the original estimate. This is due to increased costs for labor and materials and design changes due to relocating the pickleball court. The city council is short around $2.9 million in funding for the project, which they may address by either using general fund reserves or reallocate funds from the South Vine Street Bridge project. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Atascadero Fire Department responded to a residential fire early Saturday morning at around 3:06 a.m. A release by the department says the owner of a single-family residence reported the fire, and emergency officials arrived to find heavy smoke coming from the building, with the roof collapsing shortly after. All occupants of the building were reported to be out of the structure at this time. No injuries were reported, and the department took about 1 hour to control the flames, with the cause under investigation. The release also says the homeowner said they opened the windows and door while evacuating to try and help clear the smoke, but this only increased the oxygen supply to the fire and dramatically increased its spread. Live fire training at Pass Robles Fire Training Center. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Pass Robles Fire and Emergency Services announced they'll be performing live fire training at the new fire station and training center at 2924 Union Road. A release by the department says this training is required annually and is made easier to perform in the city with the acquisition of Fire Station 3 and its continued funding and support. The training goes into detail about fire behavior, flow path, firefighting techniques, and safety tips needed to ensure a safe training environment. The training will take place starting November 19th through November 22nd. The city of Pass Robles announced they'll be holding an open house for the final concept plans of the Niblett Corridor Improvement Project. The open house will take place Thursday, December 5th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the City Council Chambers. The Niblett Corridor Project has been developed and planned after extensive feedback from community input sessions and observations by PRHS students and corridor users. The project currently plans to include a new bike and pedestrian pathway, traffic calming measures, artistic and landscaping elements, and improved lighting. The project's construction will be funded by a $17 million Active Transportation Program grant. Class Act Dance will be presenting its 28th year of the Nutcracker Storybook Ballet, sponsored by North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation. This year's Nutcracker will be held in the Spanos Theater at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo the weekend of December 6th. Here's Rachel Connerton, one of the artistic directors for this year's production, on the rehearsal process and some of the guest artists that will be featured.
So the dancers have been rehearsing since September 14th. We do weekly rehearsals. Different parts are rehearsed each day. So let's say Wednesday, the girls are rehearsing their snow dances. On Saturdays, we're rehearsing our rather big scenes, the battle scene and our family scene. And so the dancers have had about 70 rehearsals at this point. So we have a few guest artists coming in. We have Connor Simone, who is playing both our Nutcracker Prince and our Cavalier. He dances professionally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We also have Sam Folk. He is fantastic. He's been with the production 5 years, and he's been the Drosselmeyer in the production. The kids love him. They look forward to having him every single year. And then we also have guest dancers who are adult dancers, and some of them are returning dancers, like our Mr. and Mrs. Stahlbaum, and some of them are brand new to the production.
You can purchase tickets for this year's Nutcracker at ncdpaf.org. Ticket prices vary based on seating location. The City of Paso Robles reminds residents to keep fallen leaves out of yards, sidewalks, and streets to help keep the community safe. Residents are encouraged to collect leaves in bags or in compost bins. Leaves in the street can block storm drains, pollute waterways, create hazards for pedestrians, and harm wildlife ecosystems. In sports for the NFL, the Dolphins beat the Raiders 34-19, the Seahawks defeated the 49ers 20-17, the Chargers over the Bengals 34-27. Tonight in Monday Night Football, the Texans will face the Cowboys. In the NBA, the Timberwolves defeated the Suns 120-117, the Cavaliers over the Hornets 128-114, the Pistons beat the Wizards 124-104, and the Knicks defeated the Nets 114-104. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers, the Kings will go against the Hawks, Orlando Magic will face the Phoenix Suns, the Pacers will go against the Raptors, and the Rockets will face the Bucks. In high school football, Morro Bay defeated Atascadero 42-14 in Division 5. Central Valley Christian beat San Luis Obispo 21-14. This week is the semifinals for CIF playoffs. Morro Bay will face Bishop Union. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Investigation underway into a scary situation outside the National Hot Rod Association's drag racing finals in Pomona Sunday. A plane crashing not far from where the stands were packed with fans. Four people injured.
All four souls aboard the plane are the four patients that were transported. So no injuries to people on the ground.
Jonathan Torres with LA County Fire. The pilot was trying to land at a nearby airport. California Senator Alex Padilla says he and his fellow Democrats won't take President-elect Trump's unconventional cabinet appointments lightly.
What are Democrats prepared to do in response? Whatever it takes, not just to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Meanwhile, State Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher says he's written to the president-elect to let him know that California Republicans have his back and will be there for him when needed. SpaceX completing another successful Falcon 9 rocket launch from the coast of Santa Barbara County. Liftoff from Vandenberg Space Force Base happened on time at 9:47 Sunday night. Jeff Scott, California News.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried Shopping Jewelry Television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins Jr. presented by the advanced performers of the Applause Children's Theater at Christian Life Center Friday, November 15th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, November 16th at 1 and 6 p.m. The practically perfect musical, 30 students led by Vicky Mullen and Casey Biggs, local actor. The kids ages 10 and older have worked so hard on some difficult choreography and songs to bring this classic to life. It is a show you won't want to miss. For tickets, please visit applausechildrenstheater.com or call 805-610-7187 for reservations.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The Voice of California Agriculture podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discussed turkey supplies heading into the Thanksgiving holiday season. Bill Mattos, president of the California Poultry Federation, said on the podcast that despite millions of turkeys being lost to bird flu across the country during the past 2 years, I think you'll find plenty of turkeys for Thanksgiving, he said, including fresh California turkeys. Mattos said prices may be slightly higher on average this year, but that many grocery stores offer steep discounts on Thanksgiving turkeys to get shoppers into their stores. The episode also covered the efficiency of autonomous sprayers, water flow standards for the Scott and Shasta Rivers, and crop damage estimates resulting from hurricanes in Florida and North Carolina. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways to the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 60s, northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with a few passing clouds, lows right around 30, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday with about a 60% chance of rain, partly cloudy on Sunday, then cloudy on Monday with about a 30% chance of showers. Mid-60s on Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday, mid-60s on Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, 61 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home builder sentiment improved this month. The National Association of Home Builders Index nudged up to a reading of 46 from 43 in October. The group's anticipating policies more friendly to builders, though the index is still below the reading of 50, which means it's still historically low. Bitcoin's price is back over $90,000. Cryptos have been rising with anticipation of a crypto-friendly Trump administration. The new administration is also believed to be willing to come up with federal guidelines for self-driving cars. Tesla shares are up 7%. And McDonald's shares are up 0.5% after reports it's spending $100 million to encourage its customers to come back after last month's E. coli outbreak that is now over. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel. It's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go. Lube & Go!
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
It is Coats for Kids. They're back celebrating 30 years, and they need good, warm, new, or gently used coats, jackets, sweaters, and, of course, sweatshirts for children and adults for the distribution, which is coming up December 14th for the North County at the Paso Robles Event Center. And they're also with some of the bins you'll see, including at KPRL, in conjunction with the Toy Bank of Greater Paso Robles. And you can go to their website to find out about the location of the collection boxes and other information. The website is coatsforkidsslocounty.org. That's coatsforkidsslocounty.org. And if you'd like to volunteer for the setup or distribution, you can contact Brenda, 805-466-8610. That's 466-8610.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Happy holidays, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here to talk about Black Friday weekend. We have handguns, shotguns, and ammunition at special pricing. It's all on our website at roostersfirearms.com. And if you have a hunting license or you are a current or retired law enforcement or military, you, my friends, are exempt from the 11% California excise tax on firearms and ammunition. We have the largest selection of firearms on the Central Coast, but if you don't see your special Christmas present, that firearm that jumps your pulse and heart rate, we can order it for you. Just give us enough time to get it here before Christmas.
Hi, this is Terry. So for Black Friday, we're making it easy to get all your Christmas shopping done in one place. We are seriously your one-stop shop for all of your Second Amendment and freedom-loving patriots.
And for your shopping pleasure, we're open Monday through Saturday. That's right, the only North County gun shop open on Mondays. So come see us at Roosters Firearms, located at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Florida Highway Patrol flips on red and blue lights when Joel Wallace speeds past. He refuses to stop, goes on a high-speed chase to his home. Then he sits in his car, ignoring patrol orders to get out. He surrenders with white residue all over his nose, cocaine, which he evidently tried to conceal by snorting it all. Joel Wallace, 40, now charged with drug possession, eluding, and tampering. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Are your tires ready for the wet winter roads? Right now through November 25th, 2023, American West Tire and Auto is offering an instant $50 rebate on a set of four Yokohama passenger or light truck tires. That is correct. $50 comes right off the cash register with the purchase of any four Yokohama tires. Check out the Yokohama Avitus NGT, a spirited all-season radio featuring powerful grip on wet or dry roads. And tread wear so long it is backed by a 65,000-mile limited warranty. At American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, they offer complete car care service, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and more. American West Tire and Auto, serving you since 1982. Located at 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For a complete listing of all available services, visit AmericanWestTire.com. American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, your home of Yokohama Tires.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946 and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge for all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more. Call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering, 238-1315.
Give me $125 and I'll give you the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It comes with three free rounds of golf. One at Morro Bay, one at Chalk Mountain, one at Dairy Creek, one at Swing Time, and even a free round on your birthday. You could also take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf, good through March 29th next year. Swing into action and purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Cart at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Pastorable City Council's next meeting is tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. On the council's agenda is a resolution for awarding a $3.4 million contract for the construction of a pickleball court complex at Sherwood Park. Funds for this project would need to be pulled from general fund reserves or allocated from the South Vine Street Bridge project. Passerville's Fire and Emergency Services announced they'll be performing live fire training at the new fire station and training center at 2924 Union Road. A release by the department says this training is required annually and is made easier to perform in the city with the acquisition of Fire Station 3. The training will start November 19th and will go through November 22nd. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Leaders of the world's top economies are meeting in Brazil at the G20 summit, where President Biden is pushing for even stronger support of Ukraine.
The United States strongly supports Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Everyone around this table, in my view, should as well.
Fox confirms he's giving Ukraine permission to fly American-made long-range missiles into Russia, in part because North Korean troops have joined Russia's fight. Russia accuses President Biden of escalating the war. President-elect Trump is nominating one of his Federal Communication Commission appointees as its new chairman.
He named Brendan Carr to become the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Now, Carr was nominated by Trump in 2017, and Carr is thanking Trump. He went on X saying, quote, "We must dismantle the censorship cartel and restore free speech rights for everyday Americans."
Fox's Brooks Singman. Trump's expected to interview Treasury Secretary candidates this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rents, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun-bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
Acclaimed American artist Dale Evers lives and works in Paso Robles, and he invites you to see his new works during the annual holiday open house this Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. at Dale Evers Studio at the corner of 10th and Park in Paso. Then on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., meet the artist and view his many works of art at Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden, 5015 Linnae Road in Paso Robles. For more information, go to DaleEversStudio.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Turning out sunshine today. Highs in the low 60s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Little clouds on Tuesday, low 60s. Sunshine mid-60s Wednesday. Some sunshine again, upper 60s Thursday. Clouds Friday, mid-60s, low 60s. About a 75% chance of light rain. That's for Saturday. Again, low 60s. Partly cloudy Sunday, low 60s, maybe some rain, about a 30% chance Monday morning. Otherwise, some clouds, low 60s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down we go. 6:43 a.m., 4:55 p.m., we're at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All righty, coming up this afternoon at 12:30 to 1, I will have on Mr. John Roush. No, we're not going to be talking about parking. It's going to be fun. We're just going to talk about movies. He's been in the, you know, his own Park Cinemas and involved with all that stuff for many, many years. So we're just going to have a little fun this afternoon. Then Susanna, she will have Denise Aguilar. She was a candidate for in the GOP. She lost, but she is the founder of the grassroots advocacy group Freedom Angels. You'll find out about that this afternoon. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need it, oh, don't we need it right away? Call them 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Monday edition, the right choice.
The
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you heard the news story about what may be, well, what is coming up tomorrow at the Paso Robles City Council meeting. This just has to do with the recommendation that the City Council, we'll just say roughly $4 million. $4 million to approve the total project budget for the pickleball court. Say that five times fast. So maybe a little fun here in the last 25 minutes or so, or 20 minutes or so. What do you think? Yes or no? Yes or no? You can email, of course, kevin@kprl.com. What do you think? Let's go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm being a little repetitive, but as we go through life, we come to a conclusion sometime what's right and what's wrong. And in general, I'd say the majority of the people in the United States would like to be more right than wrong. So I'm here to thank a collective entity of people that got Trump across the finish line. Every vote counts. Every patriot that voted for Trump helped to get him across the line. But there's one entity that I knew a year ago that was going to carry him across the finish line. He was on the two-yard line, and this group pushed him across into the in the zone to win. And I'm sitting here as an Irish American thanking the Hispanic community. Thank God for the patriotic Hispanic community that pushed him across the line. I thank you all, patriotic Hispanic community. You did it. You're the ones that got him across the finish line.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I said okay.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Monday edition of The Right Choice. Okay. You know, we have talked recently about government and spending and on how there is not much accountability. Well, it's not just here in the county or the state. The Pentagon, they have failed for the seventh consecutive audit. The agency was unable to fully account for its budget. Oh, what's the budget size? $824 billion. This is the seventh consecutive time they've been unable to do that. Now, if you were CEO and you failed to do these things on X amount of time, would you still have a job? My guess is no. But they're saying their goal is achieving a clean audit by 2028. Let me see. What year is this? This is 24. Oh, 4 years. Oh, sure. 4 years. So they'll get it done correctly. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It's a no vote on the pickleball court.
How come?
Because if they're so interested in having pickleball, these particular group, let them raise their own money.
Okay, would you say that for, and because it was kind of alluded to early this morning, for ball fields, you know, for the kids to play Little League and softball, soccer, all that stuff on?
Unless it was for a specific, like a boys' club or something like that, no. I think, again, that should be something that they raise themselves if it's a private group.
Well, I don't know the difference in cost of purchasing the property for a ball field. It would be, you know, because they, you can, depending on the sports, you can make them multi-purpose, that people could afford to have that. So specifically for the Boys and Girls Club, because we have this thing called, you know, the Little Leagues for softball and baseball and football and some other sports. So I think most of us probably grew up in communities where there were those fields that we could play this, the different sports and the gyms as well.
Well, I remember the YMCA. I belonged to the YMCA when I was a kid.
Okay,
my Boy Scout group filled it up.
YMCAs didn't have baseball and softball fields.
Well, we used to play. I remember playing basketball.
Okay.
They had some kind of facilities. They had big swimming pool. I learned how to swim in a YMCA swimming pool.
Well, remember the example that I gave was for the youth. Now, in the case of the pickleball, this is, I'm assuming, primarily adults.
You're talking about tax money, really, because you know that money just doesn't appear. It comes in as taxes to the government, and you're saying that your idea is that we should support that. I don't, because it's tax money.
I didn't say we should support it. I'm asking the question.
Well, I don't. Mine's a no. So.
Okay.
There's lots of ways of raising money, and it doesn't have to be through the government.
All right, sir. Got you down. Hi, good morning. Let's see a couple of emails. How many dollars spent for that small group of players? Crazy. Okay. Other one on pickleball. $4 million would fix 4 miles of roads, potholes, or a feel-good project. I'm assuming that's a no for the pickleball. Well, you know, we're looking for your opinions on this. But you might also want to let your elected officials know as well what your thoughts are on it. It is a extremely fast-growing sport. As I mentioned, almost 14 million people in the United States are participating in pickleball. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Well, wasn't there at one time a fundraiser for Barney Schwartz Park?
Oh, yeah, years ago. We raised a lot of money. The citizens.
Well, didn't we have, we all contributed, and there was a big, like, a thermometer in the park that, little deal that showed how much progress we were making?
Yes, there was. I remember the thermometer.
Well, why can't they do that? That's pretty simple. It would be less expensive than Barney Schwartz, I would imagine.
I don't know what the total cost was of Barney Schwartz, but I also remember that there were a lot of volunteers out there doing some work.
Well, yeah, anyway, that's just another option I'm thinking about. I've never seen pickleball. I don't know what it is, but if a lot of people want to enjoy it, they should rally around that cause and get other people to help them. That's what I would do.
Well, okay, so for the 120 people, I think that's the number I was told by the past president of the club. Do you think that the city should cough up almost the $4 million?
Oh, no, not at all. It shouldn't cough up anything. I'm just saying is that it can be done through fundraising, and it might take a little more time, but I think a lot of other adults and young adults also would contribute to the pickleball court. You know, I would, and I don't even know how to play.
That's
just another route, just a suggestion.
Okay, but you would say, if you were sitting on the council, you would say no.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, well, thank you, sir.
We have priorities. Yeah, thank you.
All right, it's 12 minutes away from 9 o'clock at the right choice. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've been to the pickleball courts in Paso over at Centennial. There's 5 courts there. Yeah, it's crowded in the morning, but you can go in there afternoon, and every court is open. So maybe it's about scheduling. I don't know how it is in Templeton, but in Paso, we've never had a problem getting on a court in the afternoon. Now, during the summer, it gets hot. I get that. But if you want to play in the morning, work out the scheduling.
So are you, I don't know, if are they call them members, or are you part of this 120 or so people?
No, I am not one of the members, and it's the members who are playing in the morning. They have the courts, they have a certain schedule for members, and as a non-member, I can go in. Like I said, any afternoon, we would play every Friday afternoon, and it was wide open. They give you the combination to open the gates. You don't have to be a member.
Do you have to contribute?
No.
Okay.
So, I, as I said, I think it's just scheduling. We don't need more courts. They'll just be using them in the morning, and they'll be sitting wide open all day.
Are you aware of, I don't want to say rift, but what I was told, that the tennis people don't want their courts, you know, with the different lines on it. Have you heard that?
You know what? I grew up playing paddle tennis, and those were different lines on a tennis court. You know what? You just look at it and say, okay, these are my bounds right here. It's really a no-brainer. I think they just, they're a little snobbish, that's all.
The tennis?
Yes.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, no on pickleball. When I was a teenager, my dad took the family down to the family fitness center, and he paid membership, and we played pickleball 40 years ago. And I don't know if they have those facilities and fitness centers and gyms and places around here, but that'd be the way to go, is if there's enough people that want to play pickleball, you just go pay a membership and get on the court.
I don't know if pickleball was around 40 years ago, but I do remember that there was, popularity in the late 70s, maybe to the mid 80s of racquetball.
So I played pickleball in the early 80s.
Hmm, okay.
Yes. This was in when I graduated high school from Washington State. But it's been around for a long time. But anyway, that's one way to go play if you want to. There's just join a membership at your local fitness center.
Okay, so if you were on the council, you would vote no against this.
Yeah. If you want to, do anything. If you want to go, sit in a hot tub or work out or play pickleball, racquetball, basketball, there's memberships to go and to. It's not, up to the whole community to finance.
Okay. I got you. All right, well, I appreciate the call.
Sure. Thank you for your help in the community.
You're welcome. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I couldn't help calling in on this issue because pickleball is great. People want to play it. That's fine. But, when I did the Resident Academy, when we went through the park system and we talked about that, we're not utilizing every single resource we have to its maximum, and that's what really bothers me. When we can go ahead and say, we're going to go ahead and spend multi-millions of dollars on a resource that we could probably replicate with existing resources, it just really bothers me when we have all of the infrastructure and the roads that we have needs for, and we're talking about pickleball courts. I think that our priorities are a little bit skewed here. And it just really annoys me after going through this election cycle that we're actually going to put up before the city council millions of dollars of spending that we really don't need to do because we have not gone through every single opportunity we have to utilize the existing resources we currently have.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what the council does tomorrow night, Mike. And we got some more calls as we wind it down. Thank you for yours. Quick email here. 4 million divided by the 120 members, 330,000, I'm rounding this off, 33,000 each. Thanks for doing that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How many people are trying to push this through?
Well, from what I was told, there's about 120 pickleball members here in the community.
Well, as Mr. Spock said, the need of the many outweigh the need of the few.
So you would
fix the roads.
There's so much, so many other things they could do.
All right. Well, thanks for
that's your... That's a squirt in a bucket, 120 people. No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for your thanks for your input. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, Kevin. I'm saying no. You know, they're always asking for more money, more money, more money, and it's just like more money for what? Somebody's recreation? Most of the people that play pickleball are adults. If they can't afford to play it, pay their own way, then so be it. Let it go.
Okay, so, you know, you mentioned the adult aspect of it, and again, it was alluded to in the 6 o'clock hour. So would you make the difference between what the adult's recreation and, you know, trying to compare it with, well, you know, we build these ballparks for these kids or these fields and so forth. Do you think it's the same?
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody could use it. It's taxpayers' dollars. But I think that the city of Paso Robles should not be in any predicament right now of spending more money when they can't even fix it, anything they have in, within their, you know, city limits. And then they go ask for more money. They put, you know, all these things on the ballots and say, oh, we need this, we need that. You know, the sales tax. I mean, I don't live in Paso Robles. I live outside, but I do all my shopping. I live in the same area you do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, it's still when you go and buy something in town, we're still paying for it. And we do use it, like, for the roads and infrastructure. But I just get tired of, you know, I mean, even the federal government. Everybody's up in arms that Trump appointed Musk to go and, you know, clean house. Well, they need to clean house. Maybe the city needs to hire Elon Musk.
Well, I can assure.
Yeah. Well, they're always looking for the best.
Well, even the city of Paso couldn't afford Elon. Although, I wouldn't be surprised though if somebody like Elon and others such could go into many companies or business and cities, and not take very long to see what needs to be cleaned up. Because
yeah.
I don't trust an audit from within house.
No, I don't. I totally agree with you there. But, you know, it's just, you know, I lived here 58 years, and a lot of changes happened in 58 years, and some good, some bad. But, you know, they just go from one crisis to another with parking. Now they're, you know, and they never hit the nail on the head. What's everybody want? The city of Paso Robles, they want the streets paved.
Yep.
Why in the hell they can't do that? I mean, they don't listen to anybody.
Well, that's been an issue, but as we see the election, you know, it looks like Gregory's going to get back in, and, you know, so really not much of a change.
Well, but, I know people that are fanatics about golf. Are they asking the city, are they going down there asking the city for free golf? And, you know, at the golf course? No. They go and pay for it. I think the same thing with these people. I mean, I have recreational activities. I'm not asking anybody to pay for it.
Me neither.
That's what I, you know, so
yep.
Quit whining about it and just, you know, pay for it or use the resources we have.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
And the tennis people don't own. That's taxpayers' dollars. So they should make the decision.
Okay.
Whatever they want.
All right, thanks. We're out of time. Appreciate it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Atascadero Fire Department responded to a residential fire early Saturday morning at around 3:06 a.m. A single-family residence caught flames with the roof collapsing shortly after officials arrived. The blaze was contained in just about an hour with no injuries reported. The city of Paso Robles reminds residents to keep fallen leaves out of yards, sidewalks, and streets to help keep the community safe. Residents are encouraged to collect leaves in bags or in compost bins. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Sound off this afternoon, 12:30 to 1. We're going to have a little fun with John Roush. No, it's not parking. He's the Park Cinemas, and that means movies. We'll have some conversation about that. And then also, Susanna will have Denise Aguilera. She lost for the Assembly, but she is the founder of a grassroots group called Freedom Angels. You'll find out about that. Email into the studio. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. Enjoy your day. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.